Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, she responds to Lo Yinishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Dav Ches. The Gemara in Mudalev says that we learn from the fact that the Torah says, B'chutz Ta'amoid, when the lender comes to take collateral from the borrower has the choice to bring out to the lender any kli, any vessel he wants to bring. And the Gemara says, for me, you know, what do usually a person, what a borrower will give the lender? The worst kli that he has, the things that he values the least. This is what he gives the lender, and from here is the source that the proper land to give a lender, midoraisa, is a ziburis, is the lowest class. There's a beautiful idea, a beautiful word that's brought down in Sefer HaChaim, which was written by the brother of the Maharal Miprag. And he says the following. There's a question. We know the Gemara tells us that Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pays them in this world. They get the reward in this world. That's what's brought down in the Pasuk. Mishalem Lesoinov Alponov. He wants to pay them reward in this world. They get their Olam HaZadik reward. The Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishes them in this world in order for them to get the reward Olam Haba. That's the difference. Rishoyim get an Olam HaZadik, and so they can get it to Olam Haba. So the question is, many asked the question. We brought it also in the Gemara in Kiddushin. We brought this question. What shot are you giving your Rasha the reward of this world? We know that the reward, the real reward is not Shaykh in this world. Schar mitzvah behai al maleka. There's no reward of the mitzvah in this world. So what shot are you going to give the Rasha a reward that he doesn't deserve? That doesn't really compensate him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dying emes. It's impossible he's giving someone something which is less than what he deserves. Says the Sefer HaChaim, chants like this. When a person does an aveiro, he owes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a payment. He owes to give back. He needs to give to Hashem something in return. So to speak, when the punishment comes, it says like a baal chayv. The lender comes to the borrower and says, give me what you're willing to give as the collateral, as the exchange for what you owe. And then the borrower has the choice, as the Gemara tells us. He's going to be moitzi achutza, he's going to bring outside what for him, what he is willing to sacrifice, what he's willing to give up, to give that to the lender. So it depends on the person, the way he treats, whatever he treats as the lowest level, that's what he's going to give out, that's what's going to be taken away from him. The Rishoyim don't believe in Olam Haba. For them, the main place in the world is Olam Hazeh. So when they come and ask them, what are you willing to give up in order to pay your debt? What they're giving out, Pachat Shebekelim for them, is their Olam Haba. They give it out, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from them and gives them the reward in Olam Hazeh. But Tzadikim, when they're asked, what do you want to give up? What do you want to take out? What's your Pachat Shebekelim? Their pachas shebekelim is olam hazeh. So they're giving up their olam hazeh, they're left with olam haba. Meaning it's not pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving this reward to the tzaddik and this reward to the rasha. But it's based on the choice of the tzaddik and the rasha. What the tzaddik believes in, what the rasha believes in. The tzaddik believes the olam haba is the ikar, he's willing to give up the olam hazeh. The rasha believes the olam hazeh is the ikar, he's giving up the olam haba. And this is very similar to the Chiddush Ha'arim, the Brahman Kiddushin, that says that according to the Rasha, in his belief, there's no Olam Haba. So his world doesn't have Olam Haba. Here it's a little different Kinech. There is Olam Haba, but they're willing to give up on it. Ma darka shel adam, lo yitzi pocha shebekelim. You give up, but for you, the value is the least. And that's why the Rasha is left with Olam Hazeh only. Mamish, a beautiful word. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.